AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Sierra Leone has some of the world's highest maternal mortality rates. One nurse, Zainab, has not lost a single mother. This Mother's Day, join CARE in supporting maternal health around the world. Learn more at care.org/Mother's Day.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Springtime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
It's peak season for asparagus, which pairs perfectly with a light and crisp rosé.
Mini bottles of champagne and sparkling wines are perfect for adult Easter baskets. And they're really cute, too.
My perfect brunch? Belgian waffles with extra whipped cream and a holiday pour of your sweetest rosé.
Whether you're hosting or just bringing the wine, we'd love to share our always low prices and ridiculous selection this spring at Total Wine & More. Cheers.
He's a legendary Queens rapper.
Hey, hang Sangria, this your boy N-O-R-E.
He's a Miami hip-hop pioneer.
What up, is DJ EFN?
Together, they drink it up with some of the biggest players in music and sports.
You know what I mean?
The most professional, unprofessional podcast and your number one source for drunk facts.
This is Drinks Champ Radio, where every day is New Year's Eve.
Let's go!
What it could be, hoping it's what it should be. It's your boy N-O-R-E.
What up, is DJ EFN.
And this Drink Champs motherfucking podcast. Make some noise! And right now, we had a legendary night. First of all, big up to our people at Martell. You know what I'm saying? Martell, providing the cognac. We drank a lot of the cognac.
Drank a lot of it.
Yeah, you went in. And you were the only one high. Nobody else was hot.
I feel like we
everybody else was hot. And, you hot too? All right, that's that Martell, goddammit. Let's make some noise for Martell, goddammit. So we got to describe to the people what they're about to hear. Right now, very seldomly do me and you have the same favorite rapper.
Okay.
Ice Cube is one of them.
Definitely one of them.
We got to describe that we actually flew to New York to get him.
Yeah. That's how much he's one of our favorites.
Right. The snowstorm deaded us.
Yeah.
And then they said he's going to be in Atlanta, and I drove. You went back home. You had to handle business, and you flew back.
But we didn't hesitate.
We got it. So we doing this, and Ice Cube, man, he came in.
Ain't gonna front.
One of the few artists that I'll
get a little starstruck, man.
No, like, I kind of saw you a little nervous. And yo, I was like, I was kind of happy.
That's cute.
I like
man.
That.
NWA.
I like
Come
that.
Come on, death certificate. It's crazy, man.
America's Most Wanted. America's Most Wanted. All of the legendary shit. I could have went for hours.
No, we could have done. I had mad questions ready, bro.
But I seen that, you know, his peoples was, you know, it's cool. But, you know, we got it done. This is what our jobs is. We come, we get it done, and we relax.
And it's going to be another time.
And we relax as well. And we're relaxed. So we can go, about to say, words. I don't want to.
Anyway, if I go.
We go to Chick-fil-A. It's kind of crazy. That sounded wrong, right? It's like it sounded like code word. I'm not even like I actually like the Chick-fil-A.
The
chicken salad sandwich.
Where are you going with this
right? I don't know. I'm just trying to clean it up. But we got Ice Cube, and we heard there's a couple of podcasters that's out there hating.
Right. Like you're going to go with that?
Elliot Wilson. It was Elliot.
Elliot, why are you hating on us, man?
Yeah. Seriously. We're going to tell you why he's doing drink camps and not Rap Radar. Because you're not on the radar, Rap Radar. You're not even on anybody's radar. And you're lucky I ain't call Hov and say you made a wrong move. You know what I'm saying? You're taking, you're doing a little director title. But respect you, Elliot, because you haven't. other than this, I thought you turned over a new leaf, and I thought you stopped hating, but apparently not. But we don't care. We got love for you. We want you to
big up to Combat Jack who had Cubans.
Yeah, because they also hated on us and Combat Jack. Yeah. This is a fact. It's not just us. So the fact that he hated on us both, I kind of like. I'm not even mad. Right. Like I'm like, cool with you hating on us both. It's cool. But you know, get your weight up, and Elliot, not your hate up.
No, he should come to the show.
Yeah, we're gonna keep giving it
him
to you, Elliot.
Need
listen,
to come
Elliot,
to the show.
At least to relax.
Yeah, you gotta relax.
Relax,
gotta
relax. For you, it's your theme song.
But you until you and B-Dot come on the
we're
show.
We're gonna have Mr. Lee call you and say relax.
Yeah, every day.
You're not Mr. Lee.
But you know, for the people that's listening, we just playing around. We actually don't care what they do. They can hate. We're gonna still do us. But we got the relaxed shirts. All right, cool. What website? StarRockClothing.com. You can also buy weed from there. I'm just playing. You can't buy no weed.
What did you say? Yeah. You can buy Molly from you. Ruin Rosenberg's.
Oh yeah. Yo, did you? Oh, you was there. You was there. Yeah, yeah. Listen, I be fucking up your ads. As you bigging up your ads, just throw Molly in there for some no reason. Like, yeah. Take a Molly as well. Molly. Like, you know what I mean? It's just retarded. But also big up to Martell once again for they came here. Cube had a right Russian with a Martell. He drank very lightly.
He's working.
Yeah, he's working. And we was his last interview. He actually went to colleges, and he went. And it was a great experience for us, you know, us just coming out here. Because the thing about it is we want people to know that we're serious about what we're doing. And we'll come to the artists, you know, pause. It could be because we know other shows won't. Other shows won't do that. And so we're a part of that. And now we actually got to see Fist Fight. Ed Lover confused me on the hashtags. He gave me like 7 different hashtags. I didn't remember which one. It was Teacher Fight at first. Then it was Fist Fight. And I really want you guys to go out there and support it. Because I'm not saying this because he's on the show. I'm saying this because it's actually
I believe
great
you. You haven't stopped
movie.
Talking about since you saw it.
I am not...
I'll go back to Miami and watch it.
You know, because I'm open. Like, if I hated the movie, I probably would have still picked it up. But this is not the case. Like, this is not the case here. Like, I actually love the fucking movie. And I'm actually, homegirl, she offered me free tickets. And I'm still going to take the free tickets. But I'm still going to go out and support. And I'm definitely going to buy popcorn. Definitely, like, I'm going to support. Because it's a great movie. And I love comedies. Can we shout you out, or you want to be behind the scenes?
So to be straight, if you don't like a movie, you don't buy popcorn.
Huh?
Alex.
Yeah. Big up Alex from Atlanta. What company? You do? Oh, no company.
Allied
Roxy. What?
Come here, say it on the mic. Yeah. Come here.
That seemed mad complicated to pronounce. I'm sorry.
Allied Moxie.
And Alex, right? And what's the name again? I'm sorry. Alex, she's such a wonderful person. Big up Jenny, our peoples, you know what I'm saying? Martell, provided the Martell. Yeah, big up to Ciroc as well. Big up everybody. Big up everybody who supports Drink Champs. Drink Champs supports you.
Drink Champs,
I'm very hype and excited. This is our new season. We're starting off. So we had fun, man. We had Ice Cube. I'm still drinking vodka with ice cubes and Martell on the side.
I'm drinking Martell.
Martell.
Whatever's in here.
Mm-hmm. Martell got you hot. You are high as shit. All right. So anything, come over here, Chink Bing. Come sell to the people, goddammit. Come over here, Chink Bing. Get on the Ice Cube episode. Come on. Come sit over here. Tell these people for years you tell people you Chinese, but you are not.
He's Puerto
Ricanese. Please come sit over here, Ching Bing. Come on.
Don't ruin the setup.
Don't ruin the setup. Come
don't
on, Ching Bing.
Ching Bing.
Ching Bing, come on, man. You know, me and Ching Bing actually, me and Pong met in jail, but me and Ching Bing was actually like in the same houses. Like Pong was across. Ching Bing, talk to the people, goddammit. Yo Yala hats. What are they selling on Yo Yala hats?
Yeah, these the new Yo Yala hats.
Right. I was chilling with my man one day. He said, yo, Ching Bing. He said, yeah, you more famous in a little bit. You man, everybody's shit. You need to design your own shit. Mm. So I said, yo, let's do it. I said, he said, what you said, let's do it. He said, what you want to put? I said, I want to do a Yo Yala hat. He said, all right, a Yo Yala hat it is. So like an hour later, he sent me the shit. He was like, yo, what's up? You like this? I said, it look all right, but you need to put it, you need to make it look a little like, you know, with some aura. And then he sent me the flick. I was like, yo, let's do it. I like it. I put 157 on the side. That's for Gerard, for the murder unit. But, you know, we switched up. Right. In time, you got to
involve. Land.
You know what I'm saying, boo?
Rose Land. Mike Booth, what's going on, Mike?
So, Yo
on TV Raps. Yo on TV Raps. Let's do it.
And he sent me 12, and I was like, all right, cool. So now I got, like, an order of, like, 150. So it's, like, crazy because I ain't believe it at first. So now they want, like, 150 orders, and we ain't even got them. So they making them now.
And you got Farley's residue on you. Let's make some noise. All jokes, you know, everything I say is not the truth. Relax. got awkward. But we have fun. You drink some Martell. Drink some Martell. Oh, you already got the Martell in your
drink.
God damn it. You got some Martell too,
Martell
Mike Booth?
Mixed with, I don't know what it is.
Yeah, it's I ain't gonna front. That don't, that whatever you mixed it with don't look culture. Oh, they mixed it with this gay or this. Let's bring up to the Martell girls, by the way. Not only did we have Martell, we got the Martell girls, and they were dressed, they were professional, they were here on time, they looked pretty and gorgeous,
and we
they definitely made sure their makeup was tight. I like women with great makeup, I'm into that, I'm into it, I acknowledge, I'll be like, sometimes I'm like, girl, your lip line is not, you gotta get your life together, your shape up on your lips ain't good, yeah, you gotta shape your lips up, you know what I'm saying?
Shout out to the team Hazardous Sound,
shout out to Hazardous Sound,
yo, Kev's here, I-Rasta,
I-Rasta,
the fight, the movie is super
big up the Rich Blanco, even though he ain't here. Big up my man, Song, Mike Booth,
distance.
Mr. Lee, Diego, Russ, and everybody a part of the crew. Ali,
twin. Big up the twin. What up?
So you gotta get
Boris. You gotta relax, twin. We hear what you're doing right now. Yes, you gotta relax.
$60.
You gotta relax.
Relax, twin.
But, yo, man, and what building did we visit earlier? I forgot. That was pretty dope.
Yeah, that shit was.
It was the country club.
Oh yeah,
the gathering place. So it's a place you could go. You could meet. You could have events there. And they had a full fledged restaurant. Had a full fledged bar. And
it's a country
private.
Club.
Private. So. It's very much worth the money, whatever the money is a month. I forget what they said, but it was very much worth it. It was a very great environment. I immediately wanted to drink as soon as I seen it. Like, you know, usually I come to a place, I just admire it, and that's it. But when I seen the bar, I was like, I'm the type of person, I have to have a drink there. And I did. And let's make some noise for that, goddamn it. So big up to my people...
No bueno.
Yeah,
the dud.
It didn't work.
Yeah, you got the dud.
I got the
yo, but
the
you can tell. You can tell Cube does 15-minute interviews and that's it. Like he was good because we was getting great questions. We was hitting them with great hip hop shit.
The L shit is that we seen him get out the limo. We seen him get out the limo. We seen him get in the limo.
No, I thought that was so fly. I thought like to me, when a person keeps something old school about them. And they keep it, to me, that's dope. Like, it's like, yo, you never forgot. Because, like, it was so dope that we was in drama studio and it was telling me to leave. And I just, for some reason, didn't feel the energy to leave. And just to me, see him get in the limo. He got a Suburban there as well.
Yeah.
But he said, I'm not security, and just like you just said.
He was Dolo Bolo.
Yeah, he didn't care. He has security. Yeah, he has security.
But he was Dolo Bolo.
But I did not know Stanley was his cousin. Stanley, the guy, you don't remember Stanley from Friday?
That's his real cousin. Yeah.
Keep off my grass.
Yeah. The dude with the... No.
With the glasses.
The midget.
No, that was Bernie Mac you talking about. But Bernie Mac was across the street.
The square dude.
The square dude that kept telling you, that's Stanley.
They were wearing like the world.
Yeah, that's Stanley.
Oh,
you got
the
got to meet Stanley tonight. So, and I seen them yesterday. That's what really caught me because I'm like, damn. And he's actually standing in front of Cube. He's actually like walking, like almost. I want to say, I don't want to say assistant because that's like, but it wasn't an assistant role. It was kind of almost like security. Because the way he walked, and then he just said it's his cousin, but I did not know that. And that now, but Stanley's a fucking a great fucking character in Friday.
Oh, hell
like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Drain got hyped, and I didn't get to ask him, Drain, because it what? Didn't warrant it because Drain found out right before that he might be Jamaican.
His great grandparents.
Only another Jamaican would think like that.
So he was, Drain was like, oh shit.
Don't nobody else had this information but Drain.
He didn't really take nothing. He drank like a 1-2.
That's all right.
Drink from the same cup as Ice Cube.
Drink from the same cup. You can't, we can't always expect our guests to get drunk and things like that. And we're a better show than that.
He took a shot. That was
He took a sip.
He took a sip.
And he's working. He's working. He took a sip.
But salute, man.
Yeah, salute, man. For us,
Ice Cube. You know,
big up Mike, my brother Mike Booth. No IG, Mike Booth.
No IG Booth.
Big up my brother Song. Yo, Ali, big up to the people. Russ, big up to Russ.
Champs.
Diego, we drove here like idiots. From New York.
It was a good trip.
It was a great trip, but I'm just saying, it was an idiot. Like, we were just all idiots. We were just like, yo, fuck it, tonight? And I just wanted one of them to be like, no. Everybody looked at their watch and said, we ain't got shit to do. And I was just like, and it's Valentine's Day. And I looked at my girl and I said, come on, one Valentine's Day. We gotta relax. We gotta relax, man. And she's like, hey, she let me get away with it. I kissed miss her already. I'm trying to get home. Oh, look at me. Can you give me all? Give me all. Don't be afraid to give me all. I like the alls, goddammit. So, yeah, so we did. I came here 2 days early. Atlanta's great. You know, we had a ball out here. Then Ching Bing and Mike Blue flew out here. And we're just having fun. And that's what it's about, man. Like, you know, we handle business.
We'll talk about those things.
At Chick-fil-A.
A lot of waffles.
Yeah, the waffle house. He went crazy at the Wingstop. He took care of all the bills.
The bill was gracious.
But we had fun. That's what it's about. Listen.
Yo, we got motherfucking Ice Cube on the box, man.
Ice Cube. Some things are going
here. I still got the singles from yesterday.
Relax.
Let me borrow a stack.
I don't know where you got the singles from. Ching Bing is loose ghost right now. What was that? You gotta relax, Ching Bing. You got that half a clip, right?
Yeah, I got that. Relax.
All right, so we're gonna smoke a blunt.
Look at your phone.
And we're gonna hopefully y'all enjoy what we did. Hopefully y'all enjoyed the teasers that we put out, you know what I'm saying, before the second season, because, you know, we're really into what we do. We really want you guys to have fun. We really want you guys to be entertained. We really want you guys to laugh, joke, and also learn something, you know what I mean? And I think we done a great job. I think we've done a great job. So with no further ado, here goes the Ice Cube episode.
Yay, yay.
We out of here.
Hey, Hank Sangria, hope you're Savia. This is your boy, N-O-R-E.
What up, it's DJ EFN.
And this Drink Chats motherfucking podcast. Make some noise! And right now, it's an absolute honor for me to introduce this man. Not only is he one of my favorite rappers, he's also one of my favorite people. Like, the person that he is right now, I strive to be that. You know what I'm saying? As a person that... Who writes his own movies, produces in his own movies, who you could tell he handpicks his roles. I do a lot of things in life, and I say, if Ice Cube ain't doing it, I ain't doing it. Like, I live like that, like, in real life. I'll be like, yo, somebody offer me pink popcorn. I'll be like, I don't think a Cube would eat that. You know what I mean? So in life, I do that. So I'm so honored to have in the building with the Drink Champs. It's the first time hip-hop is controlling media. My brother, DJ EFN, is a DJ. I'm a hip-hop artist, and we transition. And we now in the journalistic point of view, and we got one. This is like our biggest interview for us. God damn it, the motherfucking West Coast legend Ice Cube in the motherfucking building, baby.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. That's love.
Now I went to the premiere last night, and it was
He has to stop talking about it.
I'm going to go out and spend money.
Yeah.
I got him into the preview for free, but I'm going to spend money. I'm going to bring my kids. I'm going to bring my wife because the movie was hilarious from the beginning. Now, so when we speak about this movie, how did you get approached to this movie?
I've been working with New Line. Thank you. Been working with New Line for a minute. Mm-hmm. And, they had this project, that they brought to me. They said Charlie Day was attached to it. Mm-hmm. And I've been wanting to work with Charlie for a minute because I think his form of comedy is unique, right. And so I just knew if we ever did something together, it would be lit. Mm-hmm. And, it all came together. The director is a guy that he worked with.
Wow.
On Always Sunny. He shot a couple episodes of that.
Wow.
So, the synergy was right. The role was right. And, we came out here and did our thing. We shot it out in Atlanta.
Right. Yeah, that was interesting to me. And then you got Tracy Morgan. The return of Tracy Morgan is in this.
Yeah.
And he's funny as fuck in the joint. Oh, my God. Because sometimes, when a person goes through a tragic accident,
you almost
feel like that it's something going to be different about him. But he was straight up Tracy Morgan, and it was hilarious.
Yeah, it was just good to see that dude.
Right.
I had worked with him before on First Sunday.
Mm.
We did a movie together.
That's right, First Sunday. Y'all robbed the church.
Yeah. And what's
funny. Let's make some noise for Ice Cube robbing the church.
Gotta go where the money at. He had an ankle bracelet on his ankle,
In real life.
Oh, so he had to, after we shot, he had to go straight to the hotel. And, he said, man, doing that movie, I really thought about it. I got my life together after that. So it was cool to see him, on the other side of this accident and, just a happy guy,
healthy and still being funny.
Healthy and happy,
So now I'm gonna be a little bit all over the place because this is something that it hit me crazy when I watched Straight Outta Compton.
Yeah,
was your wife comes over to you and says, "How is Friday coming along?"
Yeah.
So did you write Friday when you were still doing NWA?
Yeah, I had just left the group, but. We wrote it in about 94, me and DJ Pooh.
What the fuck? Wait a minute.
93.
You wrote Friday in 94?
94. We shot in 95, so.
Wow.
This is around Death Certificate time or right after?
Right after.
Yeah, and it came out in 95?
Yeah, we shot it and it came out in 95.
Friday came out later.
No, 95. Oh.
So, but you had the foresight to write this movie.
Yeah, we was fans of Hollywood Shuffle, which is a Robert Townsend comedy about, black people's experience going through in Hollywood. So we heard that he had done that movie off of credit cards, basically. He shot that movie, kind of getting credit cards and
the equipment.
Charging everything and kind of pieced it together. So we was like, yo, that's what we gonna do. We about to make a movie, so me and Pooh start writing it.
Right.
We was fans of DJ Pooh. Mm-hmm. We was fans of In Living Color too. Mm-hmm. So it started coming together, and New Line got wind of it, and they was like, "Yo, we'll make it. We'll make it. We'll give you money.
Use your credit card.
No, we have to use our money." But
New Line since Friday, you've been working.
Yeah, I've been working with New Line since Friday.
Wow. And is that Stanley? Is that Stanley?
Yeah, that's my man. That's my cousin, actually.
I keep on people's grass to this day because of him.
Yeah.
I say I don't get on walking people's grass. Stanley ain't letting you walk on his grass, man. Nah. God damn it. Let's make some noise for Stanley. Keep it up with people's grass. So when you wrote Friday, did you know that this was a cult movie, immediately?
I knew it was a movie that only cool people would get this movie, because it's just too hood, but it's too funny.
Mm-hmm.
But, what happened was everybody got it. Everybody came to the party. And I just thought it was going to be like my records. I thought only people in the hood was going to buy them.
Right.
And everybody ended up buying them. We kind of felt the same way with the movie that it wasn't too many people in Hollywood like us. And this movie, is a little different than what people used to.
Right.
So we felt like only a niche group of people would like this movie.
Because that was very... it was very crazy that you had such an illustrious career as a hip-hop artist. You were part of the arguably the best group of all times, in my opinion, the best group of all times. Then you go have your own solo success. Why did you even think, like, let me do a movie next?
I got bit by the bug working with John Singleton.
Boys in the Hood.
He put me in Boys in the Hood.
Right.
And, you know, one day I was over at his crib, and he was like, yo, Q, when you going to write a movie?
Mm.
I'm like, what? Mm. I'm like, John, I came over here to have a beer, nigga. I didn't come here to get put to work.
Right.
He was like, nah, I think you can do it. I'm like, what makes you think I could do it?
Right.
He said, them records you write, you know, so vivid. I know you can write a movie.
Right.
So, that night, it's a trip. I went to the computer store and bought a computer.
Right.
And got the programs I needed. That was back when you had to load all the damn programs into the computer.
Uh-huh.
And I started writing the script that night.
Mm.
Didn't know what I was doing. I just started.
Right. And
the first two scripts I wrote was whack. Garbage.
Probably still worth $400 million. But yeah, continue.
But mm-hmm. you know, the third one was Friday. And, you know, seeing that one get made, I kind of knew what I was doing right, knew what I was doing wrong. Just kept on from
Now, who was the director on Friday?
F. Gary Gray.
And Steve Carr did a Friday, too, right?
Yeah, he did next Friday.
Oh, okay. I worked with Steve Carr before. Yeah. He's crazy.
This Mother's Day, join CARE in honoring the resilience of mothers around the world. In Sierra Leone, facing one of the world's highest maternal mortality rates, one nurse named Zainab has not lost a single mother. Supported by CARE's work, Zainab's clinic has become a beacon of hope in her community. Zainab's spirit extends to CARE's work worldwide, aiming to ensure every mother's safety during childbirth. Learn more at care.org/Mother's Day.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. It is 2024, and we're going to get through this together, folks. My campaign promise to all of you here on Next Question, it's going to be a good time the whole time, we hope. I have some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring Kris Jenner, who's got some words of wisdom for me on being a good grandmother, or in her case, a good lovey.
You know, you start thinking of what you want your grandmother name to be. Like, are they going to call me grandma like I called my grandmother? So I got to choose my name, which is now Lovey.
I'll also be joined by Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, to name a few. So come on in and take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood.
I loved it. Your energy and joy.
I'm squeezing every minute I can for you out of this season of Next Question.
Last question, I promise. You have to go. I have to go. But it's been so fun.
And I can't wait for you to hear it. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
We're back to Drink Champs Radio with rapper N.O.R.E. and DJ EFN.
So now, Eazy-E.
Yeah.
Eazy-E said one of the most prolific lines in life. Yeah. He said, Ice Cube write the rhymes that I say.
Yeah.
And nobody thought Eazy-E was a sucker for that. Like, but right now, Drake and all these people, like, how did you feel when you heard about, like, the Drake thing?
I don't think it's a big deal.
Mm.
I think you got two categories, you know, of MCs. You know, you got MCs who can just kind of grab the mic and just rip, and they... You know, naturally that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got guys who, you know, make good records and make it, you know, and that's really what it's all about. What's coming out the speakers when it comes to this record game.
Because when you were writing rhymes for Eazy-E, were you writing it from his perspective? Were you, like, saying, I'm going to write it from Eric's? Or was it, like...
It was, I mean, his perspective is my perspective.
Right.
We all... come from the same area, going through the same issues. So I never looked at it like I'm writing the Eazy-E song. Record, only he could do.
Right.
You know, it's kind of like everybody can relate.
You know, if I just took his name out and put my name in there, mm-hmm. you know, it'd be my rhyme.
Now, did it happen like that in the movie? Because, like, in the movie, I think y'all was. Writing around for East Coast dudes. Y'all definitely shitted on us in East Coast. I was definitely disappointed.
What do you mean?
They couldn't write the rhyme. Remember?
Y'all got shit on them.
Here's how it really happened.
Okay.
Easy wanted to be a manager. He just wanted to manage the groups. Mm-hmm. He didn't want to rap. Mm-hmm. And New York was so hot and L.A. was so cold, he was like, man, I want a New York group.
Right.
So he found these dudes out of New York called Homeboys Only, HBO.
Oh, I think I remember them.
And,
a little bit.
And he said, he was like, yo, write one of them hood raps for these dudes.
Mm-hmm.
So I did it.
Right.
But when
it wasn't rolling in 6'4", was it really rolling?
No, it wasn't rolling. So it was rolling third period. So I wrote it and gave it to them, and they was like, man, what are you talking about?
Right.
Ganking, 6'4".
The slang was all different.
Yeah, jacking. We don't know what you're talking about, man. Right. This ain't got nothing to do with where we from. So I think it was just the fact that the rhymes were so L.A., they just was like, no.
And you asked Easy, you say Easy?
Dre told Easy, man, once you do it, we can have the studio time. We pay for it, once you try it.
Right.
Because Dre was producing all kind of records, man. Right. And he was producing, you know, he was moonlighting, basically, just producing these side records. So, you know, he was used to working with guys who, you know, dudes was paying him money. DJs from radio stations was like, yo, I got this creative rap I want you to do the beat for. So, you know, Dre was like that, you know, just trying to get on, trying to get money. And so it was like, Easy, I can coach you up, you know, once you do it.
Now, in the movie, it was like you were like the only business savvy person. Like you knew to ask for like certain things.
Yeah.
And all the other artists, according to the movie, it kind of seemed like they were cool with going on tour, getting some chicks and smoking some weed. And they were, but you had the foresight to say, I know that I'm old something. How did you develop that business mindset?
I mean, you know, it ain't like I'm from a different planet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's each one teach one. You know, I had a publicist. The publicist for NWA was a lady named Pat Charbonnet. Mm. And if y'all know Friday, y'all see the name Pat Charbonnet on there. But she ended up becoming my manager. Okay. But before she was my manager, she was like, as soon as she saw Jerry Heller, she was like,
she already knew.
Do y'all know this guy? Do you know who this dude is? And I'm like, nope, who is he? Somebody Easy brought around. So she would give me the game on like, did y'all sign a contract with him? Like, nah, because she knew his history.
And he was known for being a bad guy.
I mean, she knew his history. Right. I don't know what he was known for, but she was like, yo. So she starts saying, did he give you kind of giving me the game?
Wow.
So I was like, you know, this is a dude I need to watch then, you know, because if she, I don't even really know her that good. Mm-hmm. And if she's saying to watch him, I don't know none of these people. So I'm watching everybody, and that's how I started to just notice things wasn't happening.
Right.
You know, because I was young, too. We all young. We happy to just be doing a record. We happy to be on tour. We happy to just be part of hip-hop and not just locals no more.
Right.
So, you know, I would listen to that lady, you know what I mean? And she was giving me a lot of good game, and I was using it. And I was helping them, too, you know?
Right.
In the movie, it don't show that. I go to Ren and say, look, man, Don't sign nothing. You know, I got...
Wow.
So they already knew.
They already knew something
where you
up.
Were coming from.
Yeah, they knew where I was coming from. And, you know, they clowned me when I didn't sign that contract, man.
And it really was 70,000? It was
75 G's.
75 G's. Wow.
Is there any reason y'all didn't portray
Hold on. I want you to go there. But do you know 75,000 back then was like 700,000?
Oh, yeah.
So how did you walk away? And I'll go right back to your question. I'm sorry. But, like every young black kid from the ghetto, it would have took that 75.
Yeah.
Why didn't you want to do that?
I knew they owed me more.
More.
I knew they owed me more. Okay. So I knew if I took that, then I was accepting that I wasn't paid more, that this was cool. And I was like, this ain't cool.
Shit, they gave me $5,000. I was happy. This nigga turned down $75,000.
Hey, man, you know, it's like, dude, you know, when you ain't never had nothing,
right.
and you start getting a little, and you start seeing people get a lot, and you start saying, well, hold on, man, I'm putting in more work than anybody or, you know, most of the people around. You know, just threw up a red flag. And where I'm from, it's like, if you know somebody beating you and you accept it, you're just a bitch, period. period.
Yeah, no, so I was asking about Arabian Prince. Is there any reason why he wasn't portrayed in the film?
Well, you know, it's really like in a movie, you only have so much real estate.
Right,
and, you know, he got out the group. It's a trip. As soon as he saw Jerry, he was like, I'm out.
Because he's in the original...
Yeah,
album,
he was. He quit the day after we shot that cover. He quit the day after we shot that cover.
He quit.
He quit.
Wow.
He went and talked to. He knew about Jerry because he had done records with McCullough. Mm. He knew Jerry was sitting there and wait for artists.
Right.
So he was like, "Easy, what's up, man? Why are you signing with this dude?"
Right.
And I think you know, Easy was like, "He's a dope dealer." That's making records, and this dude is like, yo, I'm going to take you off of that level and turn it into some legit stuff. And he did get us, you know, he did get doors open, and he did get us a deal.
Talking about Jerry.
Jerry.
Right.
You know, because the majors wasn't giving us no deal.
Right.
It was like, nah, this too crazy. So, you know, he did his thing in business by Easy, but he didn't do it by us.
The group.
And then we find out that, you know, he was even stealing from Easy. So, dude was just, you know, I don't want to talk about the dead, but.
Right, God bless.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Wow. At least he was a part of getting y'all out, though. Like, you know, yeah, wouldn't you have know, y'all probably, you know.
That's why in the movie, you know, he if you really look at
you get
he was,
dude,
he was we didn't lampoon him like we. Mm. Like I wanted to.
Oh, you wanted to. Yeah. More than
We did all right, Brian.
Now, you worked with arguably everybody's top five producer of all time. Was Dr. Dre always special?
Yes.
Or that was something that it was developed in time?
He was always special. You know, first DJing, then doing mixtapes. It was the OG mixtapes, not the new mixtapes.
Right.
Where they just got somebody beat and you rap over it.
Because a mixtape back then was mixing records.
Actually mixing records.
Mixing
blending,
records.
That's what I was doing.
You know,
let's make some noise for mixtapes. The real mixtape.
Mixing records, you know, he was hot. He was always nice, you know, making beats. It's just his, you know, his ear is he just hears stuff different. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And he's tedious, and he liked to he won't let you out that booth till you get it right.
Yeah,
and some dudes can't handle it.
Right. I mean, no, I heard he chastised you.
Some dudes, you know, they used to going in there and just spitting.
Right,
nah.
But that's how I know you was a 100% real artist. I remember we did Pushing Weight, the remix.
Yeah.
And you said, Nori has to come to the studio. And you actually wanted to come into the studio and see me write my rhyme. And like that, like to me that's real. Because when you do a record with somebody, you should share worlds.
Of course. Right.
And I just knew 100%, I said, this guy is 100% authentic because of that. Because I knew you could have sent me the record wherever I was at and I could have did it. You was like, I'm going to be in the studio with him. And I always knew you 100% real artist for that.
That's what it's all about, man. You know, we're going to do a record together. I don't want to send it over to, you know, we got to vibe.
Right.
You know, or we shouldn't do a record together, to be honest.
And we smoked hella weed that day, too. Let's make some noise for that. Yeah. Damn it. Let's make some noise for that. Damn it.
Definitely.
We have some fly shit to St. Regis right now. We're going to chill because we don't want smoking bills and shit like that. But, you know, so now... You do Friday.
Yeah.
What makes you say, let me continue this franchise and go and do Friday Part 2? Because now, Friday Part 2, Chris Tucker is not a part of this.
Yeah.
So what made you still want to say, I'm a continue to do that?
Well, I didn't want to.
What?
You know, I was like,
what?
Man, no Chris. Man, what is this movie? You know, it's like... Right. You know, it's like you losing a major piece. It's like, Shaq and Kobe breaking up. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's like, how could y'all win championships? Mm-hmm. But then I start thinking, like, you know, this movie is not about two people. Mm. It's about a day. It's about understanding your environment and having a little fun, laughing at it. So I'm like, yo, it makes sense if we're going to continue this for Craig, maybe to go off the block.
Rancho
From all the characters you know.
Rancho Cucamonga.
We're going to introduce you to
I had no idea that was a real place, by the way.
We're going to be in a new place. Right. We're having a new cast of characters. And then I start saying it like, yo, when I saw Mike Epps do stand-up, I'm like.
We had Mike Epps on the show.
He said that on the
show. That's Craig Cousin.
Wow.
That's Craig Cousin right there. So I was like, yo, we can keep this thing going, you know, and just have my cousin instead of my friend. And just clown about being away from the hood.
Now, be honest, because Chris Tucker destroyed that role.
Please.
Did you think Mike Epps? Because now Mike Epps is a no name. Like at this time.
Yeah.
Like I remember being in the movie theater and people being like, when they saw that it wasn't Day-Day, when they saw that it wasn't Smokey, like people were, they actually were booing at first. Mm-hmm. When they seen that it was, and it transitioned to be like, but did you know that he could hold it down or did you have doubts?
I knew he could hold it down.
Okay.
I knew that we can make, because Friday is about, it's about a feel. It's more than just one person. You know, housing the movie, it's its own thing in a way.
Right.
So I just knew that the cast that we had and the story, of course, it was going to jar people a little bit, but I knew once people got a chance to really feel Mike Epps and see him, that his comedy is more hood than Smokey's to me. And I just felt like people are going to, you know, they love him. You can tell people love Mike Epps.
Yep, he killed
because
it.
He's so real and raw with it.
Right.
And then when we did part three, you know, bringing Cat Williams in, bringing in Terry Crews, it just was
OG, triple OG.
Yeah, you know, it's just a franchise people love, and we want to do another one, but we got
to
do it right.
We
got to do it right.
Did I hear this correct? It's going to be a Last Friday with Smokey. And dated?
That's what we want. We still trying to get Chris to do
it. I need
a
role in that. I know this is very bad that I'm just throwing myself in there, but I think I belong.
All right.
Just give me some. Just throw me in there. I could be the garbage man. I could be the guy that picks up smoky
shit.
He's
auditioning right now.
I can do whatever. Because, I'm just such a fan of that. So it would be a Last Friday with both of them.
I hope so.
That's
dope. You know,
dope.
It's like, I can't make Chris do it, but.
Right.
The fans can.
Would you do it without him though?
You know, we do it.
I think you got a right Russian over there too. We celebrating you tonight, Ice Cube.
This Mother's Day, join CARE in honoring the resilience of mothers around the world. In Sierra Leone, facing one of the world's highest maternal mortality rates, one nurse named Zainab has not lost a single mother. Supported by CARE's work, Zainab's clinic has become a beacon of hope in her community. Zainab's spirit extends to CARE's work worldwide, aiming to ensure every mother's safety during childbirth. Learn more at care.org/Mother's Day.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. It is 2024, and we're going to get through this together, folks. My campaign promise to all of you here on Next Question, it's going to be a good time the whole time, we hope. I have some big news to share with you on our season premiere featuring Kris Jenner, who's got some words of wisdom for me on being a good grandmother, or in her case, a good lovey.
You know, you start thinking of what you want your grandmother name to be. Like, are they going to call me grandma like I called my grandmother? So I got to choose my name, which is now Lovey.
I'll also be joined by Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, to name a few. So come on in and take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood.
I loved it. Your energy and joy.
I'm squeezing every minute I can for you out of this season of Next Question.
Last question, I promise. You have to go. I have to go. But it's been so fun, and I can't wait for you to hear it. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know if you know about our show. What it is, you know, when people in this music business, they got more than 10 years, they try to kick us out. Yeah. They try to say we old. They try to say we washed up. But me, you, EFN, we are prime examples that you can do whatever you want to do as long as you want to do it and continue to have fun. So tonight, we are celebrating Ice Cube and his illustrious career because I want to be the East Coast version of Ice Cube. That's what I'm talking Jay-Z and Puff and Nas and Snoop, and that's great. I love those guys. We ain't taking nothing from them. But I feel like you're still having fun doing what you're doing.
I am, man. You know, it's like I got into this as a fan. Mm. You know, when I first started to just pay attention to hip-hop, it was as a fan. Yeah. And then to be able to do it, just to be able to rap, I felt like that was an accomplishment. But to get this far with the, with my career, you know, it's just like, I feel like, you know, God is smiling on me somewhere.
What artist inspired you? Because your penmanship is crazy.
Oh, man. Man, artists like Melly Mel, Chuck D, KRS-One, Ice-T, Big Daddy Kane, who don't get enough credit for being a lyricist. You know, these dudes were... Our giants, Run DMC is like the blueprint of how you do it, you know. Right. So, you know, I'm a fan of that school of MCs.
Now, fuck the police.
Yeah.
Did you know that 20 years later, people still going to be saying, fuck the police? You knew the police was never going to get better?
I was hoping.
You was hoping.
I mean, I was hoping it would get better, but I was hoping people would still be rocking the song.
The publishing.
But it's a trip. When we had laid our lyrics, you know, I was so into making the song that Ren looked over at me and was like, this one right here. Mm-hmm. It's gonna start some shit.
Right. So y'all knew it.
Yeah, he just got a sense. Like this one right here is gonna start some shit. Right. And ever since he said that, it just put it on my radar, and it was so true because you know, that was before we released the record. Right. After we released it, it was like it was something, you know, that I still can't explain how.
Because in the movie,
electric that time,
you guys was at the studio, and they pulled you guys over in the studio?
Yeah.
Did that actually?
They used to sweat us at that studio all the time. Wow. And that was just one incident.
Wow. Because
it was a Mexican food spot right down the street we would walk to, and them Torrance police was on our neck. You know, because they just wasn't used to seeing dudes like us walking around.
And y'all looking like gangbangers.
But we in this studio here doing our thing. So, man, a lot. Way more than in the movie. It's just one time in the movie.
Wow.
But we got it, you know, doing that whole record. Now, at least 5-6 incidents.
Wow. Now, on tour, did it really happen like that? When they said, they told you not to perform that record?
Yeah.
Was it TK that was on with us that said he was on the tour?
Oh, TK.
Yeah.
TK was crazy. Yeah. He was on that tour.
He said he was on that tour.
They would do it every city, though.
They would tell you, don't perform this
record. Yeah, they would... You know, we was coming after the Beastie Boys had come around, and everybody was like, man, this rap tour stuff is getting too out of hand. Then Bobby Brown went around the country and just doing the most nastiest, sexy show you could do for R&B artists. So they was, by the time N.W.A. was time, them venues, police, everybody, hotels was ready. Like, nah, man, we ain't having what y'all bringing.
Right.
So before every show, they would gather us up. Some, you know, fat-ass police would come with an ordinance of...
Wait, ordinance was that? I don't know what that is.
It's basically saying,
like whatever the
these are laws you don't know about.
Oh.
That we pulling out our ass from 1876. If you spit on the sidewalk, if you do this, if you obscene on stage, boom, 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 we can't arrest you.
And not just in the Bible, though. This is everywhere.
Everywhere.
Wow.
So we hearing that, man. We hear that every night.
Right.
We getting tired of this, man.
Right.
It's harassment because we seeing Rock and Rollers and Guns N' Roses. They doing what the hell they want to do.
Right.
So we just was fed up, and it all came together in Detroit that night.
Right.
And we just was like, man, we gonna do it. And Because we was like, man, they ain't going to cause no riot. Because they kept saying, you do this song, it's going to cause a riot. You do this song, it's going to cause a riot. And we like, come on, man, this hip-hop ain't going to cause no damn riot. Man, we did that song and it caused a damn riot. It was crazy.
Right, but y'all doubted it the whole time.
We doubted the whole time. When I'm performing, I'm like, oh, shit. You know, this is getting out of hand right now. Right. Saying the crowd, like, you know when it's something, you don't perform. Yeah, you know when it's in this funk out in there and it's fighting and it's crazy. And yeah, it just kicked it off.
Does Ice Cube consider himself the one of the originators of gangster rap?
One of them.
Yeah.
You know, but you gotta look at Ice-T.
Ice-T. We had Ice-T on the show who bigged you up as well. Oh, yeah. You're one of his best friends as well.
Ice-T, man, you know, he's the one who really said it was okay, you know, to put it on and say, yo, you can say what you want to say, do what you want to do. And, you know, he's an architect, too. For sure.
So are you is Ice Cube listening to the young boys or
nah? Every now and then, every now and then, you know, my wife, my kids put me up on it,
right?
You know, and it's all good.
I was just curious. You know, what's your favorite song right now? Any song?
Oh man, I ain't got no favorite.
You ain't got no favorite? Oh,
no, I ain't got no favorite.
I'll be listening to that.
I'm liking that Big Sean.
Okay.
Right now, you know.
Okay.
That's not it. Took a L. Yeah, I like that.
So now that you conquered the movie world, like you opened the doors for people like me to live out my dream.
Mm-hmm.
We hearing that you're doing the Big Three?
The Big Three.
The Big Three.
Yeah.
Now, explain to us for those who didn't know what the Big Three is.
The Big Three is professional 3-on-3 basketball played by retired NBA players.
But I'm hearing it's a full court?
Half court.
Oh, half court. Okay.
Half court 3-on-3.
Okay.
And you know how, you know, when dudes play 3-on-3, it gets rough in there. So so we're going to have dudes going hard.
But you coaching, you ain't playing,
no, I ain't
right?
coaching at all.
Oh, no.
I'm just a founder.
Oh, okay.
We gonna have pros. It's for pros. It ain't for, this ain't no celebrity game.
Because I heard you on a good day. On a good day, you said you nice in basketball.
Yeah, I ain't that nice, though.
I'm asking.
Play with them
I'm thinking
dudes.
You gonna play in the game. Nah, I'm like, hold up.
This ain't no joke, no gimmick.
Okay.
This ain't no Mountain Dew amateur.
So it's with Ty, because we hear Allen Iverson,
Chauncey Billups, Jermaine O'Neal, Steven Jackson, Rashard Lewis, White Chocolate.
Kenny Anderson.
Some of them dudes got to go to the combine.
What's the combine?
Combine is we're going to see what they got.
Oh,
we're going to see if they still got it. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Yeah, we're going to put them through it. You know, you got to have the game, just not the name. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
So what is Ice Cube like more? You like movies or music more?
I love them both, you know, but music is my... That's my baby, you know. That's I could do what I want to do when it comes to music. It's no meetings, no committee, bunch of people. You know, with a movie, you got 100 people working on one project.
Yeah.
You know, but with a record, you know, I can work on 100 records, just one man if I want to. So, you know, my records are more personal, I guess.
Okay.
Yo, one of the illest collaborations, I think, that people don't acknowledge or give it as much props as when you did America's Most Wanted with the Bomb Squad.
Yeah.
Because I remember back then, there's no internet. I'm like, you go to the mall, you go in the rap
section.
Wasn't
the Bomb Squad producers?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's Public Enemy, basically.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's what made the sound.
Right.
So you go, NWA's my favorite group at the time.
Right.
Ice Cube's my favorite artist in NWA.
Mm-hmm.
Public Enemy's one of my favorite groups.
Mm-hmm.
I go in the store, and you don't get internet, you don't get tweeted, you don't see nothing.
Right.
And I see America's Most Wanted, produced by the Bomb Squad.
Right.
I nearly lost my mind.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Those was my favorite producers, you know. Wow. I worked with Dre, but my favorite producers was the Bomb Squad. I met Chuck on tour, and when I left the group, I went up to Def Jam to look for a producer by the name of Sam Sever. Who I worked with, Third Bass.
Yeah.
That Third Bass album was out. And they had dope beats on it, so Leroy was like, yo, I'll hook you up with Sam. And the nigga Sam never showed up to the meeting, so I was so I'm bouncing, I'm leaving, and coming down the hall is Chuck D. Chuck was like, yo, what you doing here? I told him what was up. He was like, man, come to the studio. I'm doing a record tonight with Big Daddy Kane called Burn Hollywood Burn.
Ooh.
You want to be on it? If you want to be on it, come to the studio, Dad, to let people know you solo. I'm like, shit, man, I'm there.
Right.
I was there early. And did that record, and I was just telling them. And then Hank Shockley, Keith Shockley was in there. And I was saying, yo, you know, I'm leaving the group, and I need to do my own album. I told everybody I was coming out here to get production, and they laughed at me, right? Because that's what I heard, that they was like, what, you in New York? She going to be whack. So when Hank heard that, that turned him on. He was like, what? They laughed. I said, yeah, they laughed. They don't think I can get a record done out here. He was like, man, we'll do the whole record if you want to.
And y'all did a lot of songs. A lot of songs were on that record.
We did everything.
Now. I can't tell. Me and my homies earlier was debating that when you left NWA, that it was them who took a shot at you first.
Yeah, it was.
It was not you.
No.
Okay.
America's Most Wanted. I don't say nothing about NWA.
Right. That's how I
see. They made the Benedict Arnold line.
Yeah.
That was what. And then you came back with No Vaseline.
I hit him a little bit with 100 miles. I hit him a little bit on the end of Jacking for Beats,
right?
Because I had a song called 100 Miles and Running, and so I just gave him a little jab just to see what they would do.
Right.
Then they kind of came out with a little more on that Niggas for Life album.
Right.
And then I was like, man, I'm going in.
No Vaseline, hands down.
Nah, it's hard. Probably the illest diss records of all time. And you know what else is great to see is that see you and Common together.
Like,
yeah.
You and Common together.
It's like, good, man. It's cool to if you got a beef with somebody, it's better to squash it. You know what I mean? It's better to squash it.
Right.
So it's cool, you know. We had a misunderstanding years ago.
Yeah, because I never knew what that started over.
It was just a misunderstanding.
Yeah.
You know, and it's cool that we got past it, grown men style.
Right. Now, did you ever get to see the Tupac movie?
No, I ain't seen it yet.
What was your relationship with Pac?
We was cool. You know, that was one of the homies.
Right.
You know, I just looked at him as I look at, you know, most of the guys that's in the game that I'm cool with. You know, just one of the homies that you know, it's kind of spiraled out of control.
Right, yeah, definitely. Is Cube doing another album?
Of course.
Oh, let's make that announcement right now. We got the name of the album?
Everything's Corrupt.
Everything's Corrupt.
Yeah.
And now is Cube independent or...
No, I'm on Interscope.
Oh, Interscope. Damn. Wow, Jimmy Iovine. Wow, that's kind of like a 360. Even though, like, no, Jimmy was death row. He didn't have nothing to do with NWA.
No, he had nothing to do with NWA.
Right.
Yeah, that's
priority.
I don't even know if he was still at Interscope.
Right.
Yeah. We just signed a deal with them.
Do you think Death Certificate gets its just due? I think that's one of the best albums, period, in hip-hop.
Well, you know, from fans, from people like you, we're going to release the 25th year anniversary of that next month. And I got 3 new songs on that. So it's going to be cool to you know, put that album back out.
Oh, you're putting it back out. Wow.
You should make a movie about Summer Vacation.
Yeah, everybody say that.
No, I heard you got a movie called Vacation coming up with John Cena.
It's called Vacation Friends. And
Vacation Friends.
We still putting it together. That's in the... Still in the infant stages.
But it's filmed already?
No, we haven't shot it yet.
Because the writers, Tim and Tom, were they the writers? I actually met with them, and they was talking about the Vacation movie.
Yeah, it's a good
one.
It
was so totally dope. Man, Cube, because I see your people are signaling it, I see you got to go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But, you know, this is hip-hop. These people, they need to know. So what is next for Cube, though?
Oh, you know, just I got the Hip Hop Squares coming out on VH1.
Hollywood Squares,
but with hip hoppers, you know what I mean?
Oh, wow. People,
and it's fun.
Who's hosting that?
D-Ray.
Okay.
In case
he gets sick, I'm here.
Okay, I got you. You need to come back. I'm going to come do an episode next year.
Come on. First off, Cube, listen, I'm going to just be honest. We're in an industry that is full of fake people. So when I meet a real brother like you, when I sat down and we vibed that day, it's nothing more that I want to do is always just give you a person like you respect and continue. Because you know why? The older we get, the better we get, and the more that we should know that we should big up each other. Us as not just black people, but us as hip hop Because we're a part of a fraternity.
Yes.
It's bigger. It transcends race. It's bigger than just me, us just being black and us just I'm being Puerto Rican and you being Cuban. It's bigger than that. We're all part of a hip-hop fraternity. And if we don't continue to big each other up, there won't be nobody else. And you're a person that we got to continue to big up. You're continuously doing great work. I sat there and I watched that movie in awe. Like, I was just like, wow, this shit was funny from the beginning.
Yeah.
And, like, how do you always get the tough guy roles? Do you request the tough guy roles, or they just come to you?
I mean, they come to me. You know, people feel like, you know, when you do a movie, you want, you got characters, and you got it like, yo, mm-hmm. I see this person as that. Mm-hmm. I see that. You don't always get who you see, but you know, people, you know, put you in a category. Right. And start, you know, casting you on that level.
That's so dope. And you know what else I got to big up before you leave there? You know, I went to DJ Drama studio because I had an interview real quick. And you were there, and I just watched you. I was trying to hide and just peep you. And I seen you roll in the limo. Let's make some noise with a limo. I said, my man, that is some real nigga shit. Like, you stuck with the limo.
I got
you
had a Suburban.
Yeah, you got
I ain't jumping in no SUV. I ain't security.
Yo, I really appreciated that. I really sat there. And, yo, listen, we really appreciate, as you being both of our favorite rappers, and, you know, what you transition to is a great example for young hip-hoppers, period. That
people, period.
It doesn't stop with hip-hop.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Like, no. What is it? Kenny Smith and Charles Barkley. They all set up a platform that after hip hop, they can do something. But if it wasn't for you, you started it first with Friday. And that we could actually still be relevant, still be out here, still do our thing. You ain't got to change.
No.
And you're the godfather of that. We got to make some noise for that guy.
You on the mic, man. You know, dudes like you, know what I mean? Yes, definitely need to be heard on the regular. It's much love, man. Much appreciation.
It's only a million people who listen to us. Not a lot.
That's all.
Not a lot of people. Thank you so much, Q.
All right.
Thank you so much, my brother.
Take the flick. Take a flick.
Oh, yeah.
Find all your favorite movies and shows faster with Xfinity. Just speak into the X1 voice remote to search across live TV, on demand, even Netflix and Prime Video. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Switch to Xfinity today and get a great offer. You'll enjoy Xfinity X1, which gives you access to your favorite streaming apps like Netflix, YouTube, and now Prime Video. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit the store today to learn more. Restrictions apply.
Sierra Leone has some of the world's highest maternal mortality rates. One nurse, Zainab, has not lost a single mother. This Mother's Day, join CARE in supporting maternal health around the world. Learn more at care.org/Mother's Day.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.